This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Local, state, and federal law enforcement officials are raising an alarm about children accessing fentanyl and the rapid increase in fatalities overall from the drug. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
In 2017, there were 5 deaths directly related to fentanyl in El Paso County. Last year, there were more than 100. County Coroner Leon Kelly says what separates this crisis from previous waves of the opioid epidemic is the young age of the victims in Colorado.
In 2021, we saw 5 children lost to fentanyl, ages 1, 5, 15, and 2 17-year-olds.
He says the average age of those killed by the drug is 35 in this state. That's 12 years younger than the average age of all other drug-related deaths. A town hall to educate parents is planned for a later date. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Aspen's subsidized childcare program is set to lose providers and is having a hard time finding new ones. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
The Aspen Times reports that the city has not found any providers to fill the void that will be left by Aspen Playgroup, slated to close in June. Same goes for Aspen Mountain Tots, which is paring down its business until a planned closure in a few years. Both operators say they cannot meet a new city mandate that requires them to be open 5 days a week instead of 4. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. It's a bit of a breezy day across much of the state from the Front Range to the Western Slope. Grand Junction is seeing a high of 70 today, along with some clouds. Denver has a high of 67. Fresh Air is coming up next.